Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. Mishnah Vav brings us a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer about what you can use to pay for the truma that you ate b'shogeg. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mishalmim Mimin al She'eno Mino. Rabbi Eliezer says, you know, it is true that you have to use chulin mitukanim, right? It has to be produce which has had all of its trumos and maasros taken from it, and it is now complete chulin. But it doesn't have to be the same thing that you ate. You could eat wheat and replace it with barley. You could eat, or the inverse, really. You could eat barley and replace it with wheat. We'll see why in a second. You could eat one kind of fruit and replace it with a different kind of fruit. Why? Well, we'll see why in a minute. However, bilvad, she is shalim in a yafel ara. However, it must be an upgrade. It can't be a downgrade. So that's why I said a minute ago, wheat over barley. Generally, barley is considered animal food, and wheat is considered human food. So wheat is definitely an improvement over barley. And therefore, if you ate barley truma, and you replace it with wheat truma, that would be completely acceptable. Rabbi Akiva disagrees, however. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Mishalmin Ela Mimin Almino. You can only replace the thing you ate with the thing you ate. If you ate barley, you must replace barley. If you ate wheat, you must replace wheat. Rabbi Akiva points out how much he is makpid on this. This isn't a chumrah. This is just a bidyeved. I mean, elikarchila. Even bidyeved, Rabbi Akiva says, here's how far I would go with this. Levikach, therefore, im achal kishun shel erev shvi'is. If I ate cucumbers that were truma cucumbers in the sixth year, right, the year before Shemitah, and now, of course, it's late in the year, and there's no more cucumbers available. It's out of season. So there are no cucumbers. So I cannot buy cucumbers to give back to Truma, to the Kohen. So Rabbi Akiva says, Yamtin likishuan shel motza'i shvius, v'yishalem me'em. Then you have to wait for the cucumber crop of the eighth year and pay then, even though it's 2 years later, or almost 2 years later. Why is that? Well, the sixth year cucumbers are gone. The seventh year cucumbers can't be used because Shemitah fruits are hefker. And we learned in the previous Mishnah that you can't use hefker to make this payment. And since you can't use hefker fruits, so you have to wait till the eighth year cucumbers. Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't have this problem, right? Because Rabbi Eliezer would say, so pay with something that's not cucumbers. There's no more cucumbers available. Great. Pay with something that is a better thing than cucumbers. Rabbi Akiva says, no, even if it means you have to wait almost 2 years, you have to replace cucumbers with cucumbers. And of course, cucumbers is the example. We're not just talking about cucumbers. The Mishnah moves on to talk about their reasoning. What is the source? What are the reasonings of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva? Mimokom shir Rabbi Eliezer mekil, misham Rabbi Akiva machmir. They actually use the same pasuk. The same pasuk that Rabbi Eliezer learns from to say that we can be mekil and have other kinds. Rabbi Akiva uses that same pasuk to say, no, it must be the specific kind that you ate. Shene'emar, what's the pasuk say? V'nasan l'koheinis ha'kodesh. Literally, v'nasan l'koheinis ha'kodesh means, and he'll give to the Kohen the holy thing. Now, the pasuk, though, is talking about our case. It's talking about somebody who ate truma by accident, and he needs to replace the truma. So the kodesh in this pasuk is truma. And so the pasuk is saying, he must give to the Kohen the thing that, the truma, right? The new truma. Now, we're already talking about the new truma, and so, therefore, the pasuk could have said, v'nasan l'kohen. The words es hakodesh aren't needed in order to understand what the pasuk means. So it's there to teach us something. The question is, what is it there to teach us? Kol shehu rohi lios kodesh, dear Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, when the Torah says es hakodesh, it's giving you, it's broadening you out. It's saying, you can anything that could become truma. Anything that's potentially truma, right? We said in the previous mission, it has to be something that's capable of becoming truma. But anything that could become truma can be used here. It doesn't have to be the same exact species as what you ate. Rabbi Akiva omer v'nasan l'kohen es hakodesh. Kodesh she'achal. Rabbi Akiva says, no, this isn't broadening it out. It's narrowing it down. Es hakodesh, the holy thing, the truma. You have to give the Kohen the truma that you ate. If you ate wheat, you must replace it with wheat. If you ate cucumbers, you must replace it with cucumbers. And they learn it. So it's interesting that they both learn the opposite halacha from the same words.